Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Talk of the House. This is episode 6.
Okay, we're getting used to this new person introing.
Yeah, guys, it's my first day. I'm sorry. All right, so I'm Ashraf, the only one that matters here. I'm sorry. Y'all aren't important. Okay, with me, you know. Fine. Y'all are important as well. Okay, I love y'all. Huh? Shaz one moon in Marsh.
Aww.
And today, last week we covered the negative, the positive aspects of a relationship. I'm sorry. It was all negative for me, lah, really.
it's just right.
Of course. But this week, we'll be focusing more on the negative aspect instead.
Yeah.
So the kickstart, let's start with a question. I mean, when do we not start with a question? what do you think are some red flags in a relationship? Shazwan, why don't you start?
Oh my god. No, you're just aiming
me. You always aim at him first.
Revenge.
Because he's always sitting there like, oh, I hate this. Oh my god. Okay, so what's the question? What are the red flags in a relationship? Yes. I think, for me at least, red flags would have to be like, what are you doing, Mashita?
My job, okay.
What people are doing that might conflict with a relationship, you know? Mm. For example, like, the more severe ones are, like, cheating on somebody. That's really a huge red flag. Red flags.
That's a lot of them.
A red flag. But yeah, I'm pretty sure there are many red flags in a relationship. It's like, pretty much, it's not just about something that might really destroy a relationship. It might be something that annoys the other half of the relationship. So let's say like
girlfriend has to turn on and off the light 5 times.
I would like totally break up with her at that moment.
No deal breaker, sir.
There are a lot of different types of red flags in a relationship. There are major ones, there are minor ones, there are like some even annoying, stupid. Shouldn't even exist, red flags in the world, like third world problems, whatever. But still, there are so many red flags. But I think the major ones are the ones that really break up a relationship or a long-term marriage, if I can say that. Especially when you're cheating, especially when you're married and you're a father, you don't act like a father. Mm. And that's really one of the red flags. I mean, I know I'm suddenly talking about family.
Married.
Wow. That's quick.
But there's also a red flag in a relationship as the wife of that father, you know what I mean? So yeah, I think that's some of the red flags that exist in a relationship. Mm. Yeah.
So what about you, Moon?
Red flags for me?
Yeah, red flags in a relationship.
Red flags?
For me, red flags. It's honestly, okay, I am that kind of person who can forgive and forget. If it's really...
She will definitely forget. Don't worry about that.
If it's... That's true.
Wow.
If it's, like, minor ones, that one I can just, like, okay, please don't do that anymore, because I don't... Actually, I'm not really like that. Like, I'm just like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm like, please don't just, you know...
Please
I don't like you doing that. Just say... But then, the big ones, the major ones, Like Shazwan said, cheating is one of it. I've never felt so cheated in my whole entire life, except for the NPCC guy.
Oh my!
Red flags for me is, you know, if that person doesn't feel the same way about you anymore.
Mm.
Like, okay, you're still in a relationship with this person, but this person doesn't say verbally, but they show it through body language. That I don't want to be with you, but like you guys are together, but that person doesn't talk to you. Like just like use your phone or something
God.
Like that.
Damn, that's gross.
That's a red flag for me. Like, what's the point of you being in a relationship with me if you're not gonna interact with me at all? That kind of thing. That's one other red flag other than cheating. The major one, So what about you, Moshita?
It's similar.
One that doesn't buy me chicken.
That too. But also, also like similar to what Moon said.
It's I think like, it's similar to everything.
Yeah. It's like when someone sees you in your less better state and they start to act differently towards you, and then you know, they can't treat you the same way even though you're feeling less.
Oh, like they feel turned off just because they see a weaker side of you.
I have been through that and it sucks, you know.
Damn, that's sad.
Yeah, like
rude.
Just like,
jeez.
And also people who like, oh, when they see a pretty girl or something and they just
that
I mean, it's okay to say that person is pretty. Like if the girlfriend is really cool, and they're like, oh yeah, that girl is pretty. But it's different when you start like, you know, it's just different. I don't know how to say.
Like, okay, if the guy keeps complimenting another girl, in front of the girlfriend.
Yeah, it's just different. It's not wrong, but it's not right also.
Did you just get depressed again?
I'm sorry. Right? I mean, flashback.
Damn.
Flashback.
She has more flashbacks than I do.
Right.
Yeah. Is it because I keep forgetting about them?
Like I said, you forget.
That's true. I keep forgetting.
Damn.
Another one is when that person is obviously like a free person and...
Like, a free person? What do you mean by free person?
They don't cost
like
much.
That,
free of charge.
Yeah.
Like, so they don't cost much. Free means doesn't cost anything.
Not
okay, I'm sorry.
Like, they are a person who has to have their own time with their friends. It's okay. But it starts to get sad when they don't give you that attention also. That's a red flag to me. Like, you know you... If you know you want your own freedom, then don't get into a relationship.
No, that's true. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Like for my best friend, she's a freedom person, but the ex also is a freedom person. So they work well together. You know what I mean?
Like, okay.
They clingy AF, but they free AF.
That's true. That's true. As long as he has friends to go out with, I have friends to go out with also. Yeah. But when it comes to the time where we want to be clingy, we clingy. It happens. It's like me and you also, what? You have your own friends, I have my own friends.
Yeah, but we are still best friends.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's like that. Another one I think is... What was it? Let me think. Huh. I was saying I forget!
Light bulb.
Oh my god, what was
no,
it?
Light bulb haven't light up.
Yeah, just...
Literally a light bulb right beside us.
Alright. Oh, right.
My god.
It's a lamp.
How are we saying this now? I forgot.
Red
freedom.
Flags.
Free people.
Freedom.
People who are clingy.
Autocracy.
I can't hear him. Oh!
Okay, let's go back.
Okay, guys, it's my turn.
Okay, I remember.
Okay. It's not my turn anymore.
I remember. Okay, so control freaks, people.
Control freaks.
That's another red flag. Like, if your girl or your guy starts saying, like, you can't go this place, you can't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's just cringy.
It's okay for, like, dangerous stuff, like, obviously dangerous stuff, but if it's things like going out with your own friends you've known for so long and that person restricts you, that's like a red flag.
I have a friend whose boyfriend is like that.
I'm sorry. I hate those kind of people. Like, why would you do that?
It's a friend from IT, right? Okay. I want to guess a story. I didn't realize that the boyfriend was a control freak. So okay, whatever lah. We all went bowling together. Not on a boyfriend as a class. As IT class. And then like she her boyfriend called her and then she's like, who are you with? And like she literally said all the names of the guys that were there. Like, what the fuck? And then she said, I forgot what name, I think let's say it's my name.
I mean you were there anyway,
yeah,
so
I forgot what name it was. Let's say it's my name. And then she literally he asked her like, which husband is this? This is the one that I know, like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
I hate people as controlling as that, man. Like, it's just so...
Like, I'm the only one you can talk to, girl.
Yeah,
man away.
It's the fact that the guy had to keep tabs on her, on her friends, on what cringy. She does every day. Like, oh my god. It's okay to ask, but not to control. It's...
To me, it's like the guy doesn't trust her.
And trust is another red flag.
Which is why they broke up.
Thank God.
Thank God for that.
And I'm not going to say what happened to her after that. Let's just move on.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I won't ask. Okay, for me, I feel like one red flag is something that you mentioned last episode. One. Toxicity of a relationship. You know how like toxic it gets and everything. And it leads me to my other point, which is, excuse me, what are you doing, Sam? It leads me to my other point, which is when you have to change yourself for a relationship. You know, like,
I also hate that.
Right, like, you have to cater to like someone else. So, what do you want to say?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Flashback.
It's not flashback. It's more of like, I'm just saying, I'm the kind of person who doesn't really change for anyone unless that person like really insists on you, like, I need you to change for me. I'm like, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't my husband or anything, right. So I'm like,
you have no right, man.
Like, yeah, and
it's much like what he said, what Shazwan said, man, about the control freak, lah, you know? How they force you to, Alma, what am I thinking? How about so like how they force you to change and like change your social circle?
Stop
your social circle. Change your social circle so that basically you're only limited to having female friends. Like, what? That's nonsense, you know? I feel like you need to have a bit of freedom. You need to be able to hang out with multiple different people. So like, by right, a true relationship is built upon trust, which is what Marshall also mentioned. You need to have trust with each other, and you need to like, sorry, yeah.
That was a weird
it's a connection. Like, boy.
Can you see? I can't even like.
Wow.
What is this? Okay, go on.
You need trust with each other. You need to be able to accept each other for who you are. Mm. If you don't, that can lead you to the deterioration of your relationship, which is our next question. How do you deal with a deterioration of your relationship? Mash, why don't you start?
It's like a school classroom.
Mashita, come answer.
Yeah, like.
Okay.
None of you have initiative. I ask. Must wait for me to call you.
Okay, since I just flashed back, okay.
You just flashback?
Yeah, trauma. I literally had a flashback.
While he's talking, man. Oh, no,
for me, okay lah, it happened to me before and I tried to save it, but the person was too stubborn and just wouldn't like react. So I would say the best way is to just leave.
I mean,
just leave.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing actually, like, you know.
Like, if anyone just asks you two and two, like, together, no.
Is there?
Like, at that point, I was so stupid. I was like, I don't know. We were like, this one, he never talked to me, blah, blah, blah. No. Just say no. Leave.
Just say no. Put the card down, bro.
Forget it. It's over. But it's true letter, guys.
Okay, I agree with
Mashita. Dear girlfriend.
Now, you are my ex.
You are no longer.
Sincerely, your ex.
If you can't talk it out, just leave.
Just email.
Yeah. I'm leaving
you for the rest of your life.
I'm so sorry. In the middle of a classroom, you like, you want to break up a guy, you're like, I'm done with you. Bam, in front of everybody.
Then everyone's like, what just happened?
Why in the middle of class?
That'd be awkward though. And
that's the point.
Yeah, you want to embarrass them, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, I agree with Mashita. Like, okay, a deteriorating relationship, it depends on the situation.
Mm-mm.
It depends on who, like, really lost the feelings, or the feelings fade away. It can be both at the same time, or one person, but the other one is like, I'm trying to save, like what Mashita says. Then to save it, it's hard if your partner doesn't want to change at all. It's hard.
No, they don't want to commit anymore.
Or they don't want to commit anymore. So that's where the time where you actually end it off. But in another situation where, like, okay, you both want to end it off because of the future, then that's not really deteriorating of the relationship. But then again,
it's just preparing
for the deterioration, you know?
No. It's like
preparing to cut the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, when two.
Preparing for the email. Right?
Okay. No. I just put draft first, then you say. haven't yet. Yeah, I mean, like, if you both know that you guys are gonna be like, gonna go separate ways because of your goals, then I think it's, you guys can save it, but if you guys really cannot, but you guys want to still be friends and support each other, then it's fine. Yeah. So how do you deal? It depends on the situation.
So how do you deal with a breakup?
Shazwan. Oh, look, oh, you did what you did. That's right.
How do you
right.
deal with deteriorating
relationship?
I should have typed that way. It's very hard to pronounce.
Yeah, you shouldn't right. have.
God damn it, dude. Hey. I was having a hard time, dude. The deterioration.
That's usually you when someone confesses to you.
Yeah, whatever. God damn it.
But either way, how I deal, I think, everyone deals with this once in a while. Not once in a while. At least once. At least once.
Not Ashraf.
I mean, Ashraf with his...
mental relationship.
Plenty.
It's like, I want to break up with you, but I can't. I love so you too much. So I just put email for myself. I'm putting a draft for this.
Dear Ashraf, I'm breaking up with you. Sincerely, Ashraf. Yeah, but I think for me, I would just... I mean... A normal person will at least try to save the relationship, right?
Mm.
But sometimes when things are not that great, you really don't have the motivation to save a relationship, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, you make so much effort, but the other person doesn't
put it. Yeah, exactly.
You know it's not worth it anymore.
It's just... It's also at the same time you have to think about, like, maybe you realize this guy is not the one, you know?
Like
maybe.
I'm kidding.
We need to delete that word from our vocab. No more.
It's not the right person.
It's not the right person. So you got to make way, like, keep doors open for the actual person who's literally the one for you. I'm sorry for using the one again.
The right person for you.
Yeah. you have to keep doors open for other people as well. You can just if you realize that the relationship is deteriorating.
It's not working out.
Yeah. Just, oh my god. Just,
wow.
You don't have to really, I mean, you should, but when it's not working out as you want it to be or as it should be, try to move on, try to break up, try to write a formula to the boyfriend.
Right. That always works.
Stop thinking about
it. I mean, yeah, before you break up, at least try to convey the problems in the relationships. And if it's really not going to work out, especially after you try to...
Oh my god, I did that.
It's so tiring. Sorry, flashbacks.
She has
a lot of flashbacks.
Oh my god.
I don't even remember anything.
Then we don't have time for all the stories. But yeah, like Moon said, it's depending on the situation. And yeah, I think that's what I can say for now. Yeah. How about you, Ashraf, the host of today's episode?
Me again? Wow, thank you. I like the titles. Yeah. Anyway, I feel like it's the same thing where, like, it needs to be mutual. Like, the relationship might deteriorate, but, like, you need both parties to try. You know? If, like, only one person trying, then, like, no points, yeah. Like, yeah, you might as well call it quit. Like, because that, it makes it very hard, like, to...
Move on?
Yeah, move on. You need to make sure, like, you have the... right motivation for it. So for honestly, for me, I feel like I would just move on if, like, I talked it out.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's true.
Talking out didn't work, and, like, they didn't try to compromise when I brought up, like, their weak points and the problems and shit.
The weak points.
Yeah, you know. You have a very bad personality.
Presentation slides, like, these are, like, your weak points. Is,
for example,
so if somebody,
next slide conclusion.
You got 6P.
Stop using your phone, please. Yeah, so, like, if they're not going to try and improve for the better, then I might as well walk out, like, honestly. Yes, teacher. I mean, let's do it. Mashta, what would you like to say?
I've done that before.
PowerPoint slide?
No, like, I have literally done, like, written out, like, whole paragraphs. I've stated their weak points. I've stated, like, it's okay to be busy and everything, but like
pay attention to me too.
It doesn't it doesn't hurt to at least say like reply once, you know, like you send me one word also I okay lah. But this one
noted.
Okay, noted. Yeah.
This one never even reply, just read and then just like that.
Ow.
I stated out like if you're not gonna change, it's okay. I'm just gonna blah blah blah. I'm gonna move on. Wow, that person really never replied at all.
Ow.
At all. And there was no official break.
Oh, so you're still boyfriend girlfriend now?
That person has others after
damn
that.
It.
Without, and that person ended off the same way with the girl. Next girlfriend.
She he know her again. Wow.
Wait, you mean like the one that
that
person?
Yeah, oh, that
person.
One.
So after me,
oh my god!
I don't know how many times you went with you've done this already?
Yeah, right.
Oh my god!
Seriously, I swear to God.
I'm sorry.
I know you guys have been friends for like so many years.
Yeah.
We don't know who you're referring to.
You know. She told you guys about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
that person had one after
that
me.
Boy.
The one she talked about last week, last season.
Last season,
no. Right? Okay.
Seasonings. All right. Salt, pepper.
What?
Tumor powder?
Huh? Oh, season, goddamn it.
Moral
you quiet,
ah. Moral of the story, if it's not working out, if just both parties cannot compromise, just leave, girl. Leave, guy.
I mean, just say first, I'm sorry, blah, 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 then leave. Right. That kind of thing. Yeah.
Like push him in the water, in a swimming pool or something. I don't know. Just find a creative way to break out a person. Yeah.
Creative ways.
It'd be like better if they cannot swim or something. Then.
Or you can use our idea, write a formal letter, and accidentally.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Send to
idea.
Everyone.
Oh my god.
The whole cohort or anything. You know? It's your choice.
Sorry that you did that.
I didn't do that. What the hell? It was just a suggestion, my friend. Okay. All right.
Or you could say it was a fight.
Greg, what?
It wasn't
what?
A fight. But anyway, that brings us to our next question.
I was like, what just happened? What is this break?
I like to fight.
How do you deal with arguments in a relationship?
Formulate.
That's a good idea.
Everything
I like that.
Shazam. It'd be funny. Okay, no. It'd be funny if he actually did that when he has a girlfriend and then he's like, okay, I think, and he talked to us like, how do I break up with her? Formal letter, bro. He literally write formal letter to her.
Did you a brainstorming session? How to break up with her?
Brainstorming session.
Have a PowerPoint slide first, you know.
Talk face to face. Write formal letter.
Think all the introverts will do that.
Totally, man. Okay, Moon. Why don't we start with you?
Arguments.
Yes.
Totally.
How do you deal with arguments?
Run away. Sorry.
Yeah. Same.
Arguments. Okay, for me, arguments, I don't know how I did it. I forgot.
How you did it?
I mean, like, how I deal with it.
Oh, okay.
What?
Dealt with it. I'm sorry. My English is coming back.
Okay, of course, in every relationship, every friendship even, you go through arguments. And for me, if I know I'm at the wrong, I usually just
apologize.
And like, I'll just say I'll do better. If I don't change, or like I try to, but I just go back to square one, then he tells me again.
Square me? I'm sorry. Go back to square one?
Oh my god.
Yes, then he tells me again and he gets frustrated and then we start arguing. Then I'll just say, I'm sorry. I'll try not to do it again. If I ever do that, please tell me. Because sometimes I don't realize that I do it. You know, because I'm the kind of person, okay, like she said, I'm very free kind of person. Like, I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of guy friends. I like physical touch. Sometimes. I mean, most of the times I like.
See,
I would agree. What? No, not this. I agree. When we're still friends.
When
we were friends.
Munira gets touchy. She's like.
When I laugh,
she pushes
I touch
you. She's like, what? Oh my god.
Yeah, she's like, punch you in the shoulder.
She literally invades
like,
her privacy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a habit. That's how I express things. It's a habit. Even like if you're a guy or a girl, I'll still do the same thing.
Abusive, sir.
How is that abusive? So
whenever she does that, you know what? The way I feel like, what the fuck is this thing on my my arm?
Oh, I'm not used to this.
Why is this affectionate, emotional thing on my arm?
I mean, okay, it's a habit. Mm. Then he just points out my habit. So I try not to do it. Mm. And then he keeps repeating in my head. So that's why I actually have that borderline. Yeah, only when I like express happiness or something like happiness, yeah, like laughing or something, then that's where I physically touch the person. Mm. But if it's just conversation or anything like that, I don't. Because it's already stuck in my head. So I'm like, okay, let's not do that. Because I don't want to hurt my other partner. Mm. So, yeah.
When she said that, I imagine like when she's talking to a guy, inside your head, like, don't touch him, don't touch him.
Must not touch.
Must.
No
touch. Cannot compute.
Yeah, it's just in my head. Like, it's already in your mind.
It is programmed within your robot mind.
Yeah, it's like programmed. Yeah.
So it's just his voice, I do not touch him. Okay, do not touch him.
No, it's just when I think about it, it's more of like, I don't want to disappoint that person. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hurt that person
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, of course.
So yeah, that's where I really draw the line. Yeah. That's how I deal with argument. Like, if that person thinks that I'm wrong, okay, I'll change. Mm. But if I think that person is wrong, I hope he does the same thing.
Mm.
Yeah. If not, break up dah sudah.
Break
up je, penat aku. So Mashita?
Huh?
What
arguments?
Yes. I mean,
she was still in the flashback.
I already said.
Oh, you have?
No, but okay lah. Same. Because I'm the type of person who will
apologize.
I'm the type of person who would apologize if I obviously did something wrong. But I hope that person would also like tell me lah if I was wrong, and would also apologize if they were in the wrong. I don't like those kind of people who know they are in the wrong, but
they just
don't want to say. Wah, wah, susah eh. But yeah, if arguments, deal with it like rationally lah, like talk it out. You don't always have to go so aggressive. You know what I mean? You know.
Yeah, but sometimes when you do it repeatedly, although that person already said nicely, but you're the kind of person who tend to forget that, you know, he already said that,
I mean,
once. You don't listen. He said the second time, you don't listen again. The third time, obviously, he would argue with you lah. Cause like, can you like stop? Yeah, that kind of thing.
If that happens, I would just say like, I would either be understanding or just live lah if you don't like.
You two are the same as live lah. Okay lah.
I'm like,
don't be best friends. I get it.
I didn't say that. That's not what was in my mind.
No, like, you haven't reached to that point of marriage and you already cannot stand. So, like, let's say
Imagine if you get married.
There is no future to this relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
No, there is a future.
Once you know.
Divorce.
Like, once you know, like, their living habits.
And you can't stand it.
You can't stand it. That's where you
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Unless you can stand it lah, then that's a different story lah. Go ahead, go. Marry, have babies.
So aggressive. Now she's aggressive.
Every time with your babies.
She's just love babies. She's like,
I love babies.
Now freak.
You want divorce? Divorce after you get babies.
At least you have custody or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Next person.
For me, right? How do I deal with? I think it's just I think we all have the same answer to this. Yeah, everyone has the same answer.
No, not really.
Try
not
to talk it out. You know, as long as it's, you have to try to. I mean, not asking anybody to totally change for another person, but at least try to change little bits of yourself that annoy.
Your partner.
Yeah, that you can do lah.
I haven't been in a lot of relationships, but then I've seen relationships that end because of how they can't tolerate each other anymore. Because at the start, when you get into a relationship, there's this honeymoon period.
Of course.
Like, I don't know how long it is, but
it depends on the relationship.
It depends on the relationship.
Hey, stop!
Okay, sorry.
Stop!
Yeah, it's during that period where you don't really see any flaws in each other because you guys want to
be together.
Yeah, be together and have a good impression of each other. Yeah. And then after a while, you just stop trying to do that, and all the
flaws start.
All the flaws start
all
to
the
come out.
Yeah.
Not the pimples. Oh, yeah.
The pimple. The pimple too.
Oh yeah, that too.
And then all of those flaws you have to raise in the formal letter. Yeah, but
please. this is your breath. Oh my god.
I kind of saw it. I'm sorry. No, like, please use face wash or something. Yeah.
But what?
Hello.
But yeah, every argument can be dealt with. It's just how you're gonna deal with it. It's just how is it gonna end. It just depends on the situation and how big of the problem it is. So yeah, that's my point. I feel like I know what Ashraf's answer will be. I'd be like, hey, bro. Bro. Bro.
Bro.
Bro.
Bro. Talk it out, bro.
Bro, talk. Fight? No?
No.
Good.
Yeah, bro.
But seriously, what's your...
Okay, for me, it would be like... It's simple. I'm a pushover. I'll be honest. So, if we ever...
Yeah, you kind of are, actually.
I am. I definitely am. So, if we got in a fight, I will always take the blame. You know? Like, even if it's not my fault, I feel like I will just... Be a loser and not fight.
Yeah,
it's my fault. Okay, I'll stop. I'll cut all the female friends out of my life. His
wife is gonna be like this.
She's gonna control the fuck out of me, man. Like, I'm going to die. But anyway, so because of that, I feel like admittedly it's not very healthy, lah. You know, if a relationship ends up like that. But, you know, nothing stops me from like running away from the relationship. After I agree to your terms and like the argument.
I mean, there's no contract,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I can be like, okay, yeah, you make a very good point. But then immediately after I run away,
like,
send by a formal letter, you know? Just be like,
I think it's time to break up.
Yeah, we forgot.
Thank you for all your feedback.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get married to Ashraf, get a prenup, so make sure that he doesn't run away. If he runs away, he gives you money, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
we can have a contract or something, like, you know.
Like a bit stupid.
Please lah.
<It's> different.
Damn it. Anyway, so I want to talk about our next question, and that is how to move on. How to move on, guys?
From
I
what?
Like that.
Move on from what?
Just move
from
on.
Your breakup.
Yes.
Why do you say like that?
Why? What else are we moving on from?
How about you start first?
Me?
Ashraf.
Why me?
Because you're the host.
It's always... Oh, okay, it's me. Alright, from my many experiences with relationships, I find
I wonder how many...
Shut up.
Britney Spears, Megan Fox, Ariana Grande, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yeah, right, that one. Shut up.
Our lecturer, or whatever.
Oh, which? We have female ones? Anyway, okay, fine.
Okay, sorry, go on.
Anyway, like for me, I think if you want to move on, it's... Well, I would move on by ignoring them, honestly. I would kind of like...
Literally run away from them.
Yeah, yeah. I would like be talking to them and I just U-turn and immediately run the opposite direction.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you know... No, actually, I'm like the type that can't do face-to-face too well. Mm. So I feel like if I want to move on, I would slowly cut them out of my life, you know? Mm. So I would like, yeah boy, introverts for life. And then, and what? Oh, I'm sorry for being, it's cold in here, okay?
Understood.
Anyway, excuse me?
I don't think they're going to
go. Excuse me, stop spreading my germs around.
No.
Okay, anyway, like I would just cut them out of my life, basically, like I was saying. And... Instead of like going face to face and telling them straight up, yo, it's time to call it quits, man. I would actually just like slowly stop talking to them. Start out by, you know, just telling them, oh, I'm busy, I can't meet up. Mm. And then slowly after that, eventually hope that she stopped talking to me and I stopped talking to her.
So the type of girl like, oh, I'm busy, but actually at home.
Yeah,
playing
Like, hell yeah, I don't have a girlfriend anymore. She doesn't know that.
But she does through a formal letter.
All right, of course. Forgot to send one.
Yo, bro.
You just put in the draft.
Yeah,
bro.
It's still a draft. I forgot to send one. Yeah. Anyway, how about you, Mash?
Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
from the pre-hijab distance?
Right? Depends on how it ends. So let's say we end on a good term, I would just be friends. Just like move on lah. Like it's okay to still be friends, but of course, maybe have a bit more distance before we go back to that friend state. Cause it would probably be awkward for both of us lah. Like we might still have that lingering feelings, you know. But if it ends badly, I would probably be like Ashraf, cut them out slowly.
The unhealthy way,
The unhealthy, yeah. The introverted
Actually,
way.
Actually, it's not really unhealthy. It's just you know that
it's the best for you.
It's best for you. So it's like, okay, I need to cut off this person out of my life.
Like for me, that time after that one, I just slowly forgot about it. I just forgive whatever that's happened.
Yeah, it takes time.
But when you realize that like, there's no point in like mulling over it, is it the word? Yeah. There's no point like going over it and thinking like what have I done wrong? Why is it like this? I think it's better to just accept like, okay, this person just won't work out.
Yeah, it won't sync with me. So like, maybe just someone else out there that can accept me for who I am, right? Yeah,
so I would just forget about it. Like, okay, time to find a new man.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Yeah. What about you, Moon?
Why do you have to do it like that?
Nobody loves it. I feel so bad.
No, but it's a natural reaction. Like, why did you do that?
Yes.
How to move on? Excuse me. I'm still in the
control
stage.
I'm sorry.
I'm still in the stage of moving on. Actually, it's both of us are okay. I slapped you both. Yeah, both of us are. How to move on, it's a really hard question to answer. But it takes time. It really takes time. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, your friends. This is my first ever situation where I'm still friends with my ex. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how I can move on, but I think I can. I hope I can. I believe I can. I just... usually, my breakups are bad. Like, it's really bad terms. So, like, Ashraf and... Mashita would say I usually cut them off. Like literally the NPCC guy that I used to date, I was so mad at him that I really don't want to look at him. Every time I see him, I'm like, cut, fuck you. Yeah, I'm being serious, like, because he doesn't say anything to me and then he doesn't, like, you know.
I mean, I feel like he low-key deserved it, honestly.
Yeah, he deserved it, bro. Yo. he does that a lot with other girls, actually. So like, when I found out, like, I got, like, the hard truth out of him. So I was like, okay, that's where I stopped. I don't want to talk to him. He wanted to talk to me. He wanted to talk it out, but I couldn't because I really hated him at the time. So that's how I really cut off. But time heals. And then I got over him. I forgive him. I don't say it, but I do. Yeah. yeah. Then after that, yeah, I think it's more of like how to move on. It depends on how you handle it yourself. Mm. Yeah, and the people around you. Like for me, I had Mashita. I didn't really have anyone back then. I mean, I do have close friends, but the only friend that I really trust is Mashita. And she's always with me like throughout and... This is why we're here. Yeah, and it really takes time until I found someone else. Mm-hmm. And that guy was also a bitch.
This guy that we all know.
The sound engineer, I had someone else.
Another sound engineer. Oh my god!
You told us before. You told us before, but you didn't reveal to us who it was.
I thought I did.
Yeah, last season. You never revealed who it was.
In our course.
That's what she said last time.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay, later I tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not on the air, damn it.
Not on the air.
In that situation, we knew we liked each other. Mm-hmm. We didn't really do anything, and then. I got away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Then we meet up as friends. Then he established us as friends. And then to me, it's like, okay, fine. Because he doesn't like me anymore. That's what he said.
Mm.
But once I got closer to another guy, he got jealous for some reason. And I'm like, excuse me.
We are not together anymore.
I mean, the thing is, we were never together. Oh. We were never together. That's the thing. I mean, like, we like each other, but we're just friends.
Ah.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Yeah, and we're like, hello, excuse me. I wanted to be myself. And you don't even... Yeah, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, and that was a situation I couldn't get out from. Because it lasted for a whole year.
Oh my god.
It was tiring for me. And everyone I knew saw me as a really bubbly, like really happy-go-lucky kind of person. But once I was in this situation with this guy, they didn't see me as happy as I was. So the moment I got into a relationship with someone else, I actually got out of the situation because of that guy. The sound engineer,
This sound engineer.
What a hero.
Damn. I mean, we both helped each other. We both did.
Mm.
Yeah. And where was I? Oh yeah. Although we didn't really, like, me and the other sound engineer didn't really like meet up. It took us for like another 2 more months to actually talk it out. Mm. It was really hard for me.
Mm.
But it was good lah. And it really depends on how long. Yeah. Mm. To move on. Yeah. Cool. But with the other sound engineer, that one I don't care lah. That one I really break off really.
Okay.
Oh, but this one, I don't know.
I
don't know how long it will
we'll
take.
See how it goes.
Yeah, we will see how it goes. If it doesn't work, I'm so sorry.
We use Asha's suggestion, run away.
I do try to run away in some situations.
Damn, I was just joking, but sure. Oh my god.
I mean, it does work sometimes, but it doesn't work. Like, when you have to be stuck
together. See each other every day.
Yeah. It doesn't work. That's why I was in a situation where I couldn't get out from. So I really needed someone to get me out of it, and which is the guy outside.
Yes.
Yeah. Now I'm still in that stage again.
Once again.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
No, but this time moving on, I think it's more of like, it really takes time. Like any breakup you've gone through, it just takes time. It takes time.
Mm.
It just depends on how you guys are going to help each other. Yeah.
For me, finally.
I'm joking.
Okay, we don't care about your opinion.
Okay,
next. All
right. Okay, for me, okay, I'll just make it short and say okay, it. I'll just. There's two types of breakup. There's a childish one and there's a mature one.
Oh. Mm.
So it depends on what type of breakup you have, and how, and from that, you decide how to move on. If it's what the fuck, you look at me. Okay, if it's a childish breakup. It's a childish breakup. Whoa. If it's a childish breakup, you know, I think I will agree with Ashraf and you guys. I just cut them off lah, because if they're being toxic even after the relationship, it's just not.
It's not gonna work out.
It's not gonna work out. It's not even gonna do well between the friendship between you and I, and also doesn't look well for you also. Because it makes you look like a psychotic bitch or a psychotic asshole.
Especially when they start stalking you and shit.
And then for like, I guess a mature breakup, we have like what Munira has with her ex right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is clean. Everything is just, you know, pretty...
Sorted out.
There's no salt. If I can say, if there's no salt in the breakup, everybody feels happy. Everybody not really happy, but everybody feels calm, right? That's, and how to move on, I think for me, how to move on from that is just time.
Because,
I mean, I don't know, I believe in the fact that time heals a broken heart, especially when, even if it's just a mature breakup that you guys have, it just, it's like that, like, it's just how it is. But going back to what I said for the childish breakup, you can just cut them off because they're being toxic and and a bitch. Yeah. So that's my two cents.
Mm-hmm. All right. So technically, that's what everyone thinks. Once it's toxic, just throw them off. Yeah,
you don't need it.
Yeah. But if it's a positive one, like you really establish.
Yeah. Then it's kind of worth keeping them around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, now
it's the segment called
What Do You Think? Why don't you ever say it with us?
I don't know. Why you
were leading us that time. We were like, what? So a segment called Oh my god.
You will miss out one question.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's together. Never mind. Okay, we do not have time for this. Okay. The question is it worth to spend the time and money to work on a deteriorating relationship?
No.
I will blame Shazwan for this question.
I'm sorry.
No, Salah, not the question. The word.
No. Hey. It's a good word.
It is, but it's so hard to pronounce.
Deteriorating. Detention.
Okay, since you're the one who put that word in, you answer the question.
And please repeat the question for us.
Yes. Okay, repeat the question for you guys. Yeah,
especially that word.
Yeah. Is it worth to spend the time and money to work on a deteriorating relationship?
But answer the question.
I think maybe it depends on the problems that you have in the relationship. Mm. If it's really toxic, if it's abusive, whether it's emotional or physical, then get the hell out of that relationship. You don't have to succumb to that toxicity.
But the thing, you're talking about being abusive, physically or mentally abusive, right?
Mm.
But what if the partner doesn't want to let go?
You're forced into that relationship, right?
You try to get out, but you couldn't because your partner is like that. Like the partner still wants you around, but it's being abusive to you.
Then move out, because, it depends on, let's say if you're married. You can get, it's hard.
I don't know why that mindset.
No, but if you're married, right, if let's say your husband is being abusive or toxic to you, you can get, I know it's hard, but you can get a divorce because you have to understand the fact that you're not supposed to please your husband every day and every second of the day and amuse his his toxic masculinity and
his ego,
you're his wife because you two were in love, not because you're there to feed his ego or attend to his needs.
His servant, right?
Yeah, you're not a servant, you're his wife, for God's sake. This is not traditional times, this is modern times where women are equal. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
My friend.
Yeah. So I know it's difficult to get out in that kind of relationship, especially when the guy is insisting them to stick together. Just get the hell out. Get a divorce, get the hell out, move out, move in with your, if they still love moving with your parents
or your siblings.
At least they will understand, right? Yeah. So that's what my opinion is. What about you guys?
Okay, I shall answer that.
Alright, nice.
Okay, if worth to spend time and money on relationship. If you're talking
Say the word
I don't wanna say the word.
Okay.
Time obviously I wouldn't. Money also I wouldn't.
Because you know money, right?
She broke her
shit,
man.
She broke her.
Sorry.
She bought Minecraft, no money anymore.
Excuse me. I know how to save up, okay? It depends. Every relationship, I would always say, it depends on the situation. If the both of you guys, the both parties are willing to change and are willing to compromise, to each other's, each other's, not needs, it's more of like to understand each other even more. Like you guys are trying to save your own relationship, then it's worth the time. Yeah. It's worth the time. It's worth the money. But if it's really bad, then don't. Like it's not worth it. It will literally eat you up. Like
if it's a minor thing, it can be fixed. You know.
Yeah. If it's minor things, it can be fixed. But if it's like really like what Shazwan said, abusive, physically, mentally, it will eat you up eventually. Like you say, oh, I still love him. I cannot do this. I cannot leave this person. Come on, really.
Especially when you have a family already.
Yes, I think once you start to have family, right? Okay, I mean, the situation when I was in primary school, I was in this situation where my parents really fight every single day, like after school. That's the reason why I don't want to come home.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a situation where I was. Me and my younger brother were in the living room watching TV. At the background, my parents were fighting. They were breaking glasses.
Oh, God.
I couldn't take it anymore. My dad broke glasses. My mom was crying. That's where because when you were a kid, you're like useless. You can't do anything. Right. Like, you want
to. You're
going to
have to push both your parents away.
Yeah,
you're going to get pushed back.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I've gotten it before.
Oh.
I've gotten strangled before. Just to save my mom.
Mm.
It's a really sad thing lah. I don't want to say bad things about my family, but that's how I grew up.
Mm.
And to be in that situation is really like I know my mom wanted to divorce already. I had a phone when my mom texted about the divorce and she forgot about it. I read it. When I was younger, when I was in primary school, I understood every single thing.
Nah.
And then I was like, oh, okay. Then my mom is the kind of person like, okay, she actually wanted to get a divorce. The reason why she didn't get was because of me. Because of me and my younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard for her. That's why she stayed.
Mm.
It's for her children. And that's already a toxic relationship already.
Yep.
And I actually, if can, to my younger self, I would just tell my mom, just do it.
Mm.
Bring us, just do it. If he's already toxic, why are you still staying with him? I know it's going to be hard, but don't you think that once I grow up, I can help you?
Mm.
That kind of thing. So, so to spend the time and money for someone like that, it's really not worth it. Especially for your children, like in terms of marriage, your children. Yeah, it's worth the time and money for your children, but to your partner, is it really that worth it? Yeah, I wish. I wish I can tell that to my mom. Like when I was younger, mom, just do it, mom.
Mm-hmm.
Even me and my younger brother is like affected.
Mm.
I don't know how affecting it is to my younger brother, cause he was still young. And then like to me, it's like
maybe he didn't understand it or something.
Maybe he didn't understand it because he's just 2 years younger than me. But like he's still a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know. That's why he's really introverted now because of whatever happened. So that's why just know that if it's toxic, don't waste your time and money on it. Yeah.
Right.
That became dark. I'm sorry.
Very dark. Oh.
I am so sorry.
It's
cool. It's cool.
But that really triggered me. Because once you talk about time and money, it's really... It's really not worth it to with someone who's really toxic.
Mm.
Yeah, especially you're living in one, and I've been living with it for 10 years already, and it's already tiring me mentally.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why I can't wait to get out of this house.
Wow.
Or maybe I don't know, get married soon as I can.
I'm wondering what happens if her family actually listen to the podcast.
Right. Oh,
no,
wow.
No, they don't know anything.
They're
all... I just say it's a personal.
Let's wait for them to find out, huh?
Alright.
Same.
Wow. I'm so sorry. It became so depressing. Because it triggered a flashback.
Mm. Yeah.
And then, honestly, being in... Okay. Toxic people, it depends. Okay. Friends, relationship, marriage is the same thing.
Mm.
It's just different level of...
Yeah, different stages.
Toxicity.
Like yeah. No. Different levels of thing. So, yeah.
For me, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I've heard a few, but it sounds like a lot of mothers actually go through the similar things like this. It's either they're working or not working. And like, I wish... I mean, I know people who are like in a abusive relationship find it hard to get out because it's either the person threaten them.
Threaten them.
or like they literally they feel bad. Even though they have like, come on man, you've been abused so much and you still feel bad. But honestly, it's because they've been conditioned that love is like that. And I feel like that's why a lot of abused people don't get to leave that quickly until they find like someone who could help them. So like, I mean, if you have someone you can confide in, just tell them and hopefully they can help you also get out of this abusive relationship. And I mean, like you can tell from Moon's story, it really affects a lot of kids also, cause it especially if you're young and you are at the age where you can understand already, you can really like it's either that person grows up not wanting to have kids or something, or they just grow up to be better people lah. And it's really, it's not good, you know. Like, if you want to fight, come on lah, fight somewhere else lah. Don't fight like in front of your kids or so. And for those
that's who, the end of the statement.
I mean, for those who are actually like brave enough and you can stand up, just come on, get out of that relationship. And it's not worth your time and money, and especially for broke people like me.
I ain't got no money, bitch.
I mean, you can spend some time, but really, if it's only one person, there's really no point. So just leave, unless both parties want to do it lah. So that's my thoughts about it, especially being through it once or so. It's not fun, man. It's really not fun.
How about you, Ashraf?
Me? Why me again?
What? You're the last one.
All right, of course.
Damn.
Anyway, I was thinking about how in my family circle, there's got to be something wrong because it's so common for like this shit to go on. Mm. So in my family circle, there's a lot of arranged marriages and all that. Because of that, there's also a lot of abusive relationships. And then there's a lot of times where like you hear about how they were okay in the first few months or like before that, and then suddenly they get into the relationship, they get wet, and suddenly
they get wet.
What? They get wet? They get wet?
Okay, go on.
Wed.
Like wedding. Wedding.
Oh, okay. God damn it.
I thought you wet. You were tea, not a tea. So I was like, wait, what?
They get married.
Yeah.
They get married, damn it.
Okay.
And then from there, suddenly the guy starts hitting the girl, or the girl prevents the guy from seeing his family, you know, or something like that. There's a lot of cases like that, and some of them will stay there only. Some of them don't give a shit, or they have kids already, and so it's too late, and they decide like they'll just stick together for the kids. And it's depressing lah to hear about all these stories. Honestly, like the way I see it, even like with the people close to me, like it tends to happen. So like it's a bit sad. Huh? You?
No.
Oh, not you. Okay. Anyway, like, where was I? Talking about my family circle. when it comes to, like, time and money, I really think that money is not a smart way to handle these relationships. Like, money should never be a factor. Like, what, you're gonna buy flowers for the girl and expect it to fix everything? Hell no, man. If anything, time may be lah. Sometimes time will heal all wounds, you know, they say. So maybe if you take a break or something, it might get better. But if it doesn't, you know, get a divorce, man. Just pull yourself out of that relationship.
Just do it.
Yeah, just do it, man. Don't let your dreams be dreams. So anyway, that's my opinion on this.
Is it worth the work and time they to spend on working on the...
Only time. Okay. But not money. That's what I think. Yeah.
Alright.
So anyway, I want to hear all your opinions on the matter.
Yeah.
So please come to the YouTube video, go in there and just leave your comment. If you're watching on Spotify though,
go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube and you leave your comment there. But be sure to watch both the Spotify and the YouTube.
No,
subscribe.
To listen
2 hours of it.
You don't have to sit through it. Okay, fine. Just leave your thoughts on the question.
On the question.
Yeah, and the question, just in case you forgot, is it worth spending a time and money to work on a relationship that's deteriorating because of physical and mental abusive reasons? So please leave your thoughts. And once again, we are the talk of the house.
Whoa.
And
what? See you. Bye. Bye.